Welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, June 7th. A Tesla Model 3 refresh prototype was spotted ahead of the launch, which could be imminent as the automaker appears to be liquidating Model 3 vehicles. The vehicle again has camouflage on the front and the back, confirming that there are other parts that differ from the current version. Camouflage might specifically be trying to hide the taillights and headlights, which are clearly different. It also features hardware 4.0 cameras seen in all of Tesla's new vehicles, other than the current Model 3. Last week, we reported that Tesla appears to be liquidating the Model 3 ahead of the launch. The reason it looks like that is because the Model 3 is being discounted as a new inventory vehicle rather than for new custom orders. In the state of New York, Tesla is going to repeat a loophole that they previously used to get around direct sales ban. In New York, the law still exists, but Tesla managed to get an exemption to open a few stores and service centers, even though its bid to expand has been curtailed by the local dealership association. Tesla managed to open its first stores and service center in New Mexico by opening inside an old casino, partnering with the Nambe Pueblo and on tribal land. And now, Syracuse News reports that Tesla has made a deal with the Oneida Indian Nation to build a location in New York State. Well, not technically in New York State, but I think you know what I mean. Elon Musk has virtually met with Mongolian Prime Minister El-Oyun Erdin about the automaker making a potential investment in the copper-rich country. Tesla has been increasingly working directly with miners and jurisdictions to secure battery metals for its battery suppliers, and now it's on to cell production. We have now learned that Mongolian Prime Minister has met with Musk to discuss, quote, a range of issues and potential cooperation. This, according to a statement from the government. Mongolia would be an interesting resource hub for Tesla, considering the proximity to China, which has become a major manufacturing hub for the company. A vehicle factory would be quite a stretch for Mongolia, but materials, it seems, would be an easy win. Tesla Energy has secured yet another large megapack project. This time, it will help balance Belgium's electricity grid with a 200-megawatt energy storage system. Last year, Tesla updated the megapack with more capacity, 3.9 megawatt hours, and made it a little bigger. The energy storage system has quickly become the most popular battery pack for large-scale energy storage projects. Despite a significant ramp-up in the last year, Tesla's lead time on the megapack shows it to basically be sold out for the next 2 years. As to when this project will be fully online, we're not too sure. Volvo has revealed their small hatchback, the EX30, with an off-road trim to boot. The new EX30 will have a 0-60 acceleration in 3.4 seconds, rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive configurations, DC fast charge rate of 153 kilowatts, a 64 kilowatt-hour battery, and a starting price of $35,000. Now, the pseudo-off-road all-wheel drive variant, called the EX30 Cross Country, features a roof rack and more plump tires. Unfortunately, the vehicle isn't due to hit dealers for another year and won't qualify for the U.S. federal tax credit since it's made in China. But for young urban and suburban commuters, it seems like a dream car. One of the fastest accelerating cars on the road, nimble, small, and still capable of shuttling kids around in, I guess we'll call it, minimalist luxury. Battery tech firm AESC is partnering with BMW to break ground on a 30 gigawatt hour EV battery factory in Florence County, South Carolina. Construction of the 1.5 million square foot plant is now underway, and it's expected to be fully operational in 2026. AESC already has an EV battery factory that's in operation in Tennessee, and it has another factory under construction in Kentucky. Once all three of them are online, together, they'll provide up to 70 gigawatt hours annually. AESC asserts that, quote, advanced battery format will result in 20% higher energy density than current generation, with reduced charging time and increased range and efficiency of 30%. That sounds pretty exciting to us at Electrek, and we hope to see it in action on a BMW near you or us. Aerospace and defense leader BAE Systems revealed that they have received an order for up to 1,229 electric buses, the largest order of its kind in North America to date. The electric buses will be used by 10 transit authority members of the Association du Transport Urbain du Québec. Now, the order builds on the 1,800 buses that have already been ordered in the province. And in today's Battery Breakthrough Sweepstakes, a young battery startup in China called Greater Bay Technology claims that its new cells can charge and function as normal within 6 minutes, no matter what the temperature is outside. They say their advanced thermal management system helps to stabilize the EV battery, no matter if it's the peak of summer or dead of winter. They say that it can provide rates from 10 to 80% state of charge in just 6 minutes on platforms ranging from 300 to 1,000 volts. As always, we are going to be counting these chickens when they've hatched. And in today's community comment found on YouTube, Martin Wood says, GM will not surpass Tesla in EV production volume, in my humble opinion. Yeah, Martin Woods, I am inclined to agree. I don't think GM will make EV production fast enough by 2025. And I'm wondering if they will really ever get to the point where they surpass Tesla. The race for battery hegemony is already heating up, and if GM can't secure the materials, contracts, or supply, then it won't matter how many shells they can produce. Tesla is jumping into battery production at every level they can, and this undoubtedly will have a big payoff in the long shoe game. Perhaps General Motors will pay the president to say that they did it anyway. We'll find out. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.